Hi, dear saints. How we thank the Lord for gathering us together for this blending conference. I believe you've had time to not only have awareness, but prepare to be a speaker in this conference. Am I right? So I'm simply going to give a bit of an introduction, and then we'll have the speaking tonight completed by yourselves and a concluding brother. Well, saints, we have a wonderful treat this weekend, and you're aware that through your outline, I think you have that in hand, am I right? You realize that our general subject is God's economy in faith. And these four messages condense and bring to us the eight messages, or represent the eight messages of the spring 2022 Responsible Brothers Training. And there's much to say about this speaking, but we sense that it's the Lord's instant present word for His recovery, for our present situation, and to meet our need and His need at this time. Amen. And so we're grateful to be on this subject of God's economy in faith. God's economy in faith is referred to in 1 Timothy 1:4, as most of us know. And we often use this verse to refer to God's economy. But it's been said that in all of our years together, there has never been a conference or even a single message on God's economy in faith in 1 Timothy 1:4. So we have this weekend to develop this and to touch this. And so God's economy in faith, we'll see, combines these two crucial and basic matters of God's economy and faith, neither of which is unfamiliar to us. But when you put these together with the preposition in, there's something that comes forth and makes this dynamic. The preposition in here is, I would say, draws attention to the fact that faith is not simply our subjective ability to believe, but it implies that faith is a realm. Faith is a realm in which God's economy transpires and takes place. And so we want to, for sure, increasingly, more and more, have our living, day by day, hourly, moment by moment, in the realm of faith in which God's economy takes place. So, saints, we believe that our seeing of faith as a realm based on 1 Timothy 1:4 will cause this to make our faith new, vibrant, dynamic. Now you might say, how is it, or how do we understand that faith is or can be a realm? This basic matter of faith and God's economy that the outline will develop, how do we consider these, as we'll see in the outline, as a realm? And what is a realm, and why is it important that we realize it's a realm? Okay, well, based upon two speakings I'd like to refer to, the life study of Galatians chapter, message 9 and message 10, I'd like to suggest that faith involves not just our subjective believing ability, but it involves, and not just the object of our believing, but it involves the following. It involves the person of preciousness. The person of preciousness. Then it involves appreciation engendered affection. I hope you can see this. Resulting in an organic union that is love sustained, or love activated, or love energized. And finally, we have faith as a realm. So again, I refer you to the Life Study of Galatians, messages 9 and 10, in which I will demonstrate now. I'd like to refer to these messages and point out how faith becomes a realm through this sequence, which becomes a dynamic. Becomes a dynamic and governs us. Okay, so firstly, the person of preciousness. Notice in these definitions, these become definitions of faith. Note the word is. Faith is. Here's the first one. The faith by which we believe is the appreciation of his loveliness. Secondly, as we sense his preciousness, spontaneously an appreciation of him wells up inside us. This appreciation is faith. Next. Thusly, faith is the appreciation of Jesus, the perceived preciousness of this person. Next, faith is our appreciation of what the Lord Jesus has done for us. So this refers to the person himself and his work. Nextly, related to the love source sustained organic union. The organic union, yes. Faith is Christ revealed to us and infused into us. Faith is Christ revealed to us and infused into us. Nextly. Whenever we call upon the Lord Jesus out of our appreciation of him, he comes into us and becomes our living faith, which operates in us and brings us into an organic union with him. The sustenance of this organic union is his constraining love. The next statement. These are all quotes from the message. If we do not have a consciousness of the Lord's love for us, we will not be able to have faith in him. Living faith comes from our sensation of his love for us. Nextly. Whenever we say from the depths of our heart, Lord Jesus, I love you, amen, our faith is strengthened. And our organic union with him is strengthened also. Amen. Nextly, as we tell the Lord that we love him, we experience the operation of genuine faith that is applied in our appreciation of him. By this faith, we realize our union with Christ and can remain in our union with him. This is faith, our believing ability, which begins with him as the object of our faith, gaining our attention and our appreciation of his preciousness. When we appreciate his preciousness, he infuses himself into us. He becomes ours and forms a union within us, and in that union, we now have a spirit of faith. In that organic union now, he, now resident, can be the source of our viewing him again and again and again as the person of preciousness. And as we thus hold to and activate our thusly formed union with him, we enter into him in the midst of our daily living and its situations to live in the realm of faith, where he becomes what we need, he becomes what's real in whatever situation we're in. This is the realm of faith. This is God's economy in faith in 1 Timothy 1:4. Now, Roman number 1 says, so our title is The Governing and Controlling Vision of God's Economy in Faith and the Intrinsic Significance of Faith. 1. We in the Lord's recovery must have a vision of God's economy. And we need to be governed, controlled, and directed by this vision. And as you know, in Acts 26:18, it refers to our eyes being opened. And in that chapter, of course, Agrippa said, Paul testified to Agrippa, I was not disobedient. I obeyed this precious person vision. And we realized in Proverbs 29:18, without a vision, we aren't governed. We're haphazard. We're random. But we need, as it says here, we need to have a vision of God's economy. Now, we're familiar with God's economy. God, the triune, has been processed to be able to, as a result, as this precious person with his work, to impart himself into us, to cause us to be one with him, to result both in personal and corporate oneness, which becomes the church as the body of Christ, his bride, and the kingdom. And that we should be governed by this vision to adhere to him, to touch him, to be in living contact with him as he dwells within in our spirit, now our spirit of faith. We should be governed by this vision. Are we governed by this vision, our brother asked in this message? Are we governed by it? And we have to confess, sadly, no, we're not so governed by it. We realize it's important. Well, I'd like to suggest that the Lord preserved for this juncture in time in his recovery, this portion of 1 Timothy 1:4, God's economy in faith, with faith being a realm, a believing realm in which we see and believe and live. And when we see this realm and live in this realm through this kind of sequence and this kind of dynamic, we are in the reality of God's economy, and we're in the reality of the body, and it's time for the Lord to return. So we believe that this weekend is to bring us into this governing by this vision. When you begin your day, do you realize you're about to enter into an opportune setting for you to live in a realm of faith during your waking hours? What a matter! Can that, should that not govern us? If we see this, it governs us. 2. God's economy is God's household administration, which is to dispense himself in Christ into his chosen and redeemed people, that he may have a house to express himself, which house is the church, the body of Christ. Clearly, God's economy is crucial, as these subpoints will show. The central subject of the Bible is the economy of God. And the entire Bible, with the economy of God, unless we know God's economy, we do not understand the Bible. And we will see, since God's economy is in the realm of faith, if we don't attend to and populate this realm God's economy is nothing more than a doctrine to us. So, point B, let me suggest that you insert here a seeing of this precious person. The economy of God is that God, now remember, this is Him moving toward you to present Himself to you in His preciousness as the processed one. God became flesh, passed through human living, died, resurrected, and became the life-giving Spirit. Now, presenting Himself to us in His preciousness to come into us as life. Then, through the engendered appreciation and our affection for Him, to dispense God into us so that we, through our affection, sustained, organic union with Him, can be transformed for the producing of, in this realm, for the producing of the church, which is the body of Christ, the house of God, the kingdom of God, the counterpart of Christ, the ultimate aggregate of which is the New Jerusalem. The Lord's recovery is for the carrying out of God's economy. Roman numeral 3. Full of revelation, God's economy is initiated and developed where? In the sphere of faith. Let's say we're not experientially in this sphere. Will God's economy be initiated? Can it be developed if we're not in this sphere? It cannot. So this should govern us. God's economy is initiated and developed in the sphere of faith. The sphere of faith refers to faith as a realm. A realm, an enclosure, a territorial space, a site, an arena in which you are to spend your life being irradiated or being infused by the precious person who appears to you continuously in that realm, which realm is and involves our mingled spirit, our spirit of faith. Amen. So I made a note here, you know, may seem extraneous, but Psalm 68:12 says, she who stays at home divides the spoil. We just need to stay home. Where's home? Through the spirit of faith, through our mingled spirit, we have access to and are under a seeing and in a realm, which then causes our daily living to be brought, the experience of our daily living, to be brought into that realm, and there we fulfill and carry out God's economy. So really all we have to do is stay home. Stay home. But this needs to be governing to us. It needs to be governing to us. Okay. A, on the negative side, to exercise faith is to stop our work, our doing. Do you see how this refers to our daily living? Not just to our study, not to just definitional precepts. This refers to our daily living. When we, in our living, realize that our living is to transpire in a realm of seeing, a realm of faith, then when we see this, so many things that we were formerly directed by, moved by, called by, become strangely no longer that relevant. We can stop our work and focus on the precious person who now has formed this organic union with us and would like to infuse us at that moment, and in that infusion, induct us in perceptual spiritual faculties into the realm of faith, which is He Himself. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. On the positive side to exercise our faith is to trust in Him. Him being all important. Him worthy through His preciousness of capturing our appreciation. We aren't otherwise minded related to other things. B. God's economy is carried out not by our doings in ourselves, but by our believing. Now notice here the transitive preposition. A transitive preposition means it implies that movement occurs from one place to another. A preposition not only can be of position, but can be of transition or transitive, a transitive preposition. Here the word into is a transitive preposition, indicating that when we believe into Christ. Amen. And this is a synonym for him as the personal, as the person, the precious person who is the realm of faith in which we can enter and should enter and must enter in our daily living, and that is to live in faith through our spirit of faith. He is the embodiment of the triune God. See, faith is a matter of seeing a view of the contents of God's economy. Because we've seen a revelation regarding the contents of God's economy, we spontaneously believe in what we see. Here we have Ephesians 3:9, the mystery of the economy. What is the mystery of the economy? Let's make this graphic. The mystery of God's economy is simply, with the combination of verses here, that in the midst of our daily living, he is infused into us when we attend to the things around us, but meanwhile, look away. Look away to Jesus. Contacting him in our spirit of faith, being infused by him as we seemingly are inconsequential persons. Actually, we're persons who are turning the age and at the center of the universe. Looking away to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Our faith develops here in this realm. D says, the Christian life is a life of faith, a life of believing. We do not live according to what we see, but according to what we believe. Amen. Amen. So here we we see outward things, but we believe in the realm of faith. And so these two are merged through our learning to apply the spirit of faith in our daily living by being drawn by the person of preciousness, gaining our appreciation, engendered affection. And when we do this, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Okay, then Roman numeral 4. Faith is the unique requirement for us to contact God in his economy. The unique requirement. So, God's economy has a unique requirement. What is that unique requirement? That we contact him as I've described, in the way I've described, and that carries out God's economy. Now, this section is wonderful and goes back to, as the verses indicate, key phrases in the book of Galatians, especially verses 16 and chapter 2, verse 16 and 20, where the possessive preposition is in the genitive, is possessive, but seems to, as it refers to faith, also refer to faith as refer to the object of one's faith. So note A and B, which give fragments of these verses, they refer to faith in Jesus Christ. So faith in Jesus Christ refers to faith, Jesus Christ being the object of our faith. Am I right? If we believe in Jesus Christ, he's the object of our faith. But even though that's the sense in the context and in the as any reader would interpret it, the Greek has the way of putting the word in there, but doesn't. does not put the word in there, puts the word of there, puts the word of there. So he says, so Galatians says, we are justified. We are justified through faith of Jesus Christ. And so Bible expositors have struggled to understand, is this in Jesus Christ as the object of our faith, or is it of Jesus Christ as indicated by the language? And so the answer is that it's both. It's both. And so in this sovereign arrangement of the Greek language, faith in and of Jesus Christ before we believe here we have in of being objective to us, and hereafter we believe in of being subjective to us. And the reason I'm spending time on this is because this shows the development of a realm for our experience. Before we believed, the call was for us to be justified by faith in of Jesus Christ. At that time, it was in him as the we were called upon to have him as the object of our believing. But we couldn't. Faith was of him. So it was his possession. And as you know, this also refers to the fact that objective faith, our faith objectively, is referred to in the New Testament as the contents of what we believe. The contents of what we believe. Now, because this shows the precious person presented to us in the gospel when we first believed, and we saw the precious person, he was infused into us, and as I mentioned, formed an organic union with us. Now, we had faith within us. And the faith we had within us was not our own faith, was him as faith in us. So we had the faith of Jesus now subjectively, not outside of us, but inside of us. And now, in refers not only to his being the object of our faith, but the fact that in our organic union with him, we now enter into him as a realm. As a realm. As a living person realm, in which all the divine realities are registered by us. So, under A, one says faith is related to the believer's appreciation of the person of the Son of God as the most precious one. Two, Christ is infusing himself into us to be faith in us. He becomes in us the faith by which we believe and the capacity to believe through our appreciation of him. So here we have in and of. Originally, in him as the object of our faith, we believe in him through his preciousness. He infuses himself into us. Now we have the believing ability, which is he himself as our faith. That faith is of him. Now B says, in Galatians 2:20, the apostle says, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God. Now the subpoints clarify this. The faith of the Son of God here refers to the faith of Jesus Christ in us. His faith, his person, what he's accomplished, coming into us, which becomes the faith by which we believe in him. Two, notice this. As we treasure him, that is, as we appreciate him, as we're captivated by him, he causes faith to be generated in us, enabling us to believe in him. Amen. This is the dynamic of faith. When this happens, when this happens, an organic union is formed, which enables us, through our affection-enabled, through our appreciation-enabled affection for him, in contact with him, to live in him as a realm constrained by our love for him. 2 Corinthians 5:14. The love of Christ constrains me. It constrains us to contact him. It constrains us to hold him. It causes us to be in this realm of faith. So 3 says, according to our Christian experience, the genuine faith that operates in us is not only of Christ, but also in Christ. A, as Christ operates in us, he becomes our faith. This faith is of him and also in him. So once we believe subjectively, here, this faith is of him. Our faith is not our own. It's of him. And when we, in our appreciation of him, contact him, then our faith is in him because we are inducted and ushered into himself as a realm of faith, a realm where we cannot help but believe. 5. Faith is a substantiation of God's facts. The word substantiation in Hebrews 11:1 means the capacity to make something real. Colors are substantiated by our eyes, sounds by our ears. So most of you, if you were asked, what is faith, you'd say, Hebrews 11:1. It's the substantiation of things unseen. Right? When Brother Lee asked that question, he said, no, that's too doctrinal. Of course it's true. Of course it's true. But where is it, saints, where is it that we have the active seeing, the active touching, the active registration of the unseen things? It's when, through our organic union with him, sustained by our appreciation of him, constrained by his love, Galatians 2:20, as we're here, we have a new sense. We have the sixth sense of faith in an ongoing way. What if your sensory modality of your sense, what if your hearing, your taste flicked on and off? Well, our faith is this way until we're captivated by his preciousness. Inhabit and touch him in our organic union with him in our daily living. Then, this locates us in a realm in which we have a new sense. And we see the spiritual realities behind the seen things. A, all of God's facts recorded in the Bible are real. However, these facts can only be substantiated by faith. B, the accomplished facts of Christ's person, living, and work must be substantiated by us. That is, made real to us. C, believing is exercising our spirit of faith. This becomes the next theme in our message. Our spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13, is to substantiate the divine facts. Once we believe by saying amen to God's word, we substantiate the divine facts and we have them. And the precious person who is the reality of those facts, condensed as the Spirit in the word of the Bible, is infused into us to become the real thing to us. Roman numeral 6. Faith means that we believe in God and that we are not. Hebrews 11:5-6. A, without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to God, to make God happy. So notice how the sequence that I formerly had on the board matches faith as defined in Hebrews 11:6. Firstly, this person, God, it says, God. And the one who is to be pleased is by someone who is seeking to have faith. This one is the precious person. This is the precious person who has been registered by the seeker of faith to be real. And so since he's been registered to be real, this person, in his affection, appreciation engendered affection for him, diligently seeks him and wants to please him. Wants to please him. Do you see how this is not a doctrinal statement? This is our substantiation through our spirit of faith that there's a person who's real. And when we're not in the realm of that person who's real, everything is void, empty, insipid. But when we touch him, when we come forward to touch him, then he's pleased, we're released, and we're persons of faith. Now, saints, point B says, to believe that God is to believe that he is everything to us and that we are nothing. He must be the only one, the unique one in everything, and we must be nothing in him. The person of this Roman numeral and this message is to cause us to no longer be satisfied with the doctrinal understanding of faith and its relationship to God's economy. God's economy, which is everything that God wants to do and work out, is through faith, and faith is through our treasuring this person, which inducts us, which infuses us with him, and allows us to live in himself as a realm. This should become a governing vision to us. If it does, we will not leave here the same. This should change us. Now, since the remaining Roman numerals, I can spend 1 minute on each. And so, these are expansive. These are territorial, each of these Roman numerals are, showing the contents of what is ours when we live in this realm. And so I'm trusting that through your prophesying as prepared, you will develop many of these points. 7, faith is rooted to God's great, eternal, and divine facts, covenanted to us in his holy word. The believer's subjective faith is in their spirit, which makes their mingled spirit a spirit of faith, in which, when they come to this word, these covenanted facts are theirs in their experience. So I will leave them to you to develop. Roman numeral 8, all of our spiritual possessions in Christ are realized and actualized by faith. Faith opens the door to every blessing. Faith cuts off the flesh and natural energy. Righteousness is through faith. Dispositional sanctification is through faith. His making his home in our hearts is through faith. Our continuing in the principle of our regeneration is through faith. We are inheriting the promises of God through faith. All of this is in the realm of faith, made practical through our appreciation of him, which caused us to cleave, to touch him in our mingled spirit, the spirit of faith. Now, I'll conclude by reading Roman numeral 9. As people of faith, we are people of today. When we're people of today, we live in the realm of faith. All of us should be people of today. Do not look ahead to the future. Do not look back to the past. We are people of today. We will never have tomorrow. All the time we have is today. Every day is a today. When we enter into the New Jerusalem, we will have today. We will have today, since every day in eternity is today. Amen. The only day we have is today. Amen. Be filled inwardly with the Spirit today. Amen. Be filled outwardly with the Spirit today. Be filled today. Amen. This was spoken as our brother was talking about, our preparation for the Lord's coming. Our preparation for the Lord's coming, as revealed here, is by our being persons of today, which means that through our mingled spirit, we contact Him right now in our present. This enables us to live in the realm of faith, to be the people of faith, and to be ready for His return. Thank you, saints.
So as Brother Rick said, that's just half the message. The rest is by the saints. So we ask right now, the way we're going to do the conference is each message will be assigned to a different subregion of Northern California. So tonight is the North Bay Churches. Okay, North Bay Churches will be given 30 minutes to come up, the saints, and give 1 minute each. So please come up right away. Don't hesitate. And speak by the spirit of faith. I believe, therefore, I have spoken. Amen.
Hallelujah for today. Amen. Aren't you so happy today we can be right here, Amen. Being under the speaking of faith and having more faith infused into our being? Amen. I just want to share what I've really enjoyed from our brother sharing and from this from these messages. I know I need to be reminded all the time. The Christian life is a life of faith. Amen. It's a life of believing. Amen. It's not a life based on what we see or by appearance. The Christian life and this life of faith is a life of stopping our doing and stopping our feeling and our exercising our spirit of faith to trust in the Lord. Amen. Faith is our admitting that we cannot fulfill God's requirements, but that God has done everything for us. Amen. And all we have to do is receive Amen. All that He has planned, all that He has done for us, and all that He has given to us. Amen. And what's even better, this faith isn't even from ourselves. Amen. It's not something that we try to have faith, but this is someone else as faith. Amen. This is the faith of the Son of God. Amen. So let's just keep looking at this wonderful person. Amen. Let's keep getting infused with faith this weekend. Amen. Oh, I want to have more faith for God's economy.
Amen. The central part of Paul's ministry was God's economy. Amen. And in our Christian life, God's economy needs to be the central, preeminent, and authoritative thing in our vision. Amen. God's economy needs to be the authority in all that we think, Amen. All that we have as our goals, Amen. What our emotions are, what our choices are. Amen. We need to be totally governed by His economy. Amen. But how do we do this? We do this by faith. Amen. We're people of faith. Amen. When we heard the gospel, faith was infused into us. This faith is actually the person of the Son of God. Amen. And today, even though we're believers, we need more and more faith. Amen. So praise the Lord, we're at the conference. Amen. We could be under the hearing of faith. Amen. When we hear faith, we get a spiritual seeing. Amen. We're able to see what the physical realm cannot show us. Amen. We could see the real situation in the universe. Amen. And we could be brought into the reality of God's economy. Amen.
Yes, we need to be governed by this vision, by the vision of God's economy.
Amen.
That is something that even in Christendom needs to Amen. Be just more realized. You know, that we are not, that we just be annulled, right. And that is what it means to be meaningful, to live a meaningful Amen. Life, to be under God's economy and Amen. Living in faith. Amen. So we should understand that this is something that is not that. We do for our own good or benefit, right? Amen. You know, we don't, you know, otherwise it's just doctrine. Otherwise, right. You know, we'll be pursuing things for our own good, like ethics, vainglory, or material riches. Right. But no, those things are too lowly. God is the one that must be acknowledged. Amen. And so I just want to encourage, you know, if you're in fear of being backslidden or just mm-hmm. think that you lack faith, you yeah. know, exercise your spirit just when coming to God's word. That's Amen. How we receive faith. We see Christ in this way, then Amen. The word becomes our applied word. You know, our sight of Christ is increased. Amen. So I just want to yeah, just that's just the main takeaway for me. Just be annulled.
You know? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord for God's economy. Amen. We need to be governed and controlled by the vision of God's economy. Amen. Although we may not see the things of God outwardly, but we have this substantiation of the things that's hoped for. Oh, the things that is not seen. And that is our spirit of faith. Yeah. We can sense all the spiritual things according to our spirit of faith. Yeah. Sometimes we don't understand things. But within God's economy, it's not necessarily much. But important things is we just open and receive His divine dispensing. Yeah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is precious. Amen. He became a man, became flesh. That He imparts Himself into us. Right. And through this faith becomes so real to us. Amen. Becomes no longer just we believe in Christ Jesus, but we believe because of Jesus Christ. Amen. It means of is no longer just outward objective, but means He's now working in us. Right. Continually infusing this faith in us. Amen. Hallelujah for this economy and faith. Amen. Continue to dispensing Himself into us. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints, we only have today.
Amen.
I was touched by the concluding word. If we live for tomorrow, we've wasted today.
Amen.
And I must repent. This week I've lived for tomorrow and I've wasted this week. But I'm just so thankful I'm here and I can hear this word.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful that we have, you know, one way we can turn right now, what I do is I just sing. You know, when I'm in myself, I can sing, and we can sing, God's eternal economy is to make man the same as He is alive and nature, but not in the Godhead, and to make Himself one with man and man. Thus to be enlarged and expanded in His expression, that all is divine, that all is divine, attributes can be expressed in human virtues.
Praise the Lord, we can always turn to our spirit. Even if I wasted this week, I can turn to my spirit right now.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed that God's economy is initiated and developed in the sphere of faith.
Amen.
On the negative side, to exercise faith is to stop our work,
Amen.
Our doing. But on the positive side, to exercise faith is to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And faith is a proclamation that we are unable to fulfill God's requirements, but that God has done everything. Everything for us, and that we receive all God has planned for us, all God has done for us, and all God has given for us.
Amen.
God's economy is carried out not by our doing in ourselves,
Amen.
But by our believing into Christ, the embodiment of the triune God.
Amen.
We can always turn to our spirit.
Amen.
We can always say, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
I am not, but He is.
Amen.
My faith is in Him and of Him.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. God's good pleasure is to impart Himself into us.
Amen.
And even dispense Himself into us as faith.
Amen.
Amen. Faith is a life of believing. We believe, we live by faith, not by sight. Amen. To exercise our faith, we need to stop our work, our doing.
Amen.
And learn to exercise our faith to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Galatians 2:20 says that I am crucified with Christ,
Amen.
And I no longer live I am no longer live who live, but it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
And the life which I now live by play in my flesh, I live in faith,
Amen.
The faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord! This faith we now we live is of Christ and in Christ.
Amen.
He operates in us as faith, as the Son of the Son of God.
Amen.
And this Son of God will be carrying out God's New Testament economy by faith.
Amen.
This is our genuine faith.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, we have a genuine faith.
Amen.
We need to have faith in God.
Amen.
and in the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah for the faith in the Son of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we can be here this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, we only have today.
Amen.
So it's so good to see you saints here today.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we can be here.
Amen.
God's economy is in faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we can be in faith this weekend.
Amen.
Oh, to be in God's economy.
Amen.
Oh, what an intrinsic significance.
Amen.
I appreciate that. Our faith is in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, when we hear about him, when we see him, right? We get an appreciation of him.
Amen.
But not only that, but we receive him, right?
Amen.
He dispenses himself into us.
Amen.
Right? We're joined to him.
Amen.
Right? We're linked to him.
Amen.
Right? And we enter into him as a realm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saints, may we stay in this realm.
Amen.
Stay in this realm of faith this whole weekend.
Amen.
That we could be in God's economy.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been positioned, actually, to live in this realm. God has chosen us to live in this realm.
Amen.
It's for a purpose, to bring the kingdom.
Amen.
We're getting a taste of the kingdom today.
Amen.
Because we can see more to that we can live in this kingdom today. And it's not just for us, it's for the Lord. It's his heart's desire that we would live in the kingdom today. Lord, thank you. Thank
Amen.
You for calling us
Amen.
To such a wonderful thing. Living, right?
Amen.
It's a wonderful living. Amen. So I have a song as well, and it's, oh, may a clear controlling vision of the Lord's economy direct our hearts. And burn in we until our spirits holy. Set on fire, spirits. Active will press on to consummate God's goal. New Jerusalem, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate that faith is a realm.
Amen.
We need to live in the realm of faith.
Amen.
You know, with our physical world, physical realm, we have the five senses. Right? If you're missing one of the senses, the physical realm is not as real to you.
Right.
At least some aspects of it is not. But the realm of faith is opened up and substantiated by the sixth sense of faith.
Amen.
It is real in this realm.
Amen.
I just appreciate that many times it seems like the Lord, the only question he asked me is, what realm do you live in throughout the day? Sometimes I have to confess, I'm just living in my own realm.
Right. Right.
In my own mind.
Right.
My own emotion.
Right.
In my anxiety.
Right.
I'm caught up in my realm.
Right.
And the Lord would come to me and say, what realm are you living in?
Right. Right.
It seems like he doesn't really care that much about, right, you know, are you doing good?
Yeah. Right.
You doing bad?
Right.
Are you a good brother?
Yeah, that's right.
But what realm are you in?
Yeah.
Oh, may we live in this realm of faith.
Amen.
Tonight, I just appreciate this realm is a person.
Amen.
So how do we enter into this realm?
Amen.
We turn to this person.
Amen.
We look away unto Jesus,
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
When we look away to him, we appreciate him.
Amen.
This person of preciousness.
Amen.
I really enjoy this term. Tonight, he's a person of preciousness.
Amen.
When you touch him, something arises in our being
Amen.
That causes us to fall in love with him.
Amen.
That is faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah, saints.
Amen.
We can live in this realm of faith.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, we can live in this realm of faith. God, I appreciate it. God's economy is initiated and developed in a sphere of faith. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:4 tells us that God's economy is in faith. Amen. And on a negative side, right, to exercise faith is to stop our work, our doing. And on the positive side, to exercise faith is to just to trust in the Lord. Amen. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him." So faith is not something that we drum up by our own effort, but rather we should be relieved. Amen. What a relief to not have to do anything in ourselves. Amen. Because faith is a proclamation that we are unable to fulfill God's requirements, Amen. But that God has done everything for us, Amen. And that we receive all that God has planned for us, all that God has done for us, and all that God has given to us. Amen. So may this be a weekend full of us believing that he is.
Amen.
And we would be one to continue to diligently seek him.
Amen. There's a verse that says faith operating through love, right? Amen. Faith operates through love. Amen. And I just appreciate tonight, don't you appreciate the Lord Jesus is a precious person?
Amen.
We just need to love him.
Amen.
It's not a matter of learning what faith is, what faith isn't, this, right? We just need to be drawn to this person.
Amen.
And to deal with the person, you have to deal with the person, right?
Amen.
If you're not right with that person, it doesn't matter what, you know, if you're not right with your wife, it's trouble, right? You have to go and repent. You have to be right with them, right? Then you can enjoy the sweet fellowship, right? It's the same with the Lord Jesus, right? I'm just learning, just like Alex said, right? It's where am I during the day, right? Am I with this person or am I not with this person, right? Everything depends on my relationship with this living, loving, wonderful person, right?
Amen.
And I saw that the in and of before we believed in him was objective. The in was in him over there, and the of was the faith belongs to him. But now both the in and the of are in us, right?
Amen.
The of, it's the faith of him in us.
Amen.
And it's in him. It's in the organic union with him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this wonderful person.
For this wonderful person.
Amen.
Men, saints, we've heard of God's economy many times.
Amen.
But tonight, I am very impressed yet again that our God has an economy.
Amen.
And even more amazing is that we are part of this economy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Even in eternity past, God has something deep in his heart. And
Amen.
That is that he wants to accomplish.
Amen.
That is to dispense himself to his chosen and redeemed people, that he may have a house to express himself.
Amen.
This house is the church,
Amen.
His body.
Amen.
This is God's economy.
Right.
For me, God's economy has two components, and that is the dispensing and the expressing.
Amen.
The dispensing is God's part, and I believe it all completed that, right? He created man with a spirit. He went through all the processes. He went through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and became the life-giving spirit. Now he's able to dispense himself into us.
Amen.
Through this process, this almighty, powerful God was able to infuse his life and his nature into us so we can express him. Now our part is the expressing part. Again, you know, God's heart desire is to be expressed in this universe, for his divine attributes to be expressed in human virtues. Again, how amazing is that we are part of God's economy? How can we accomplish this? Part of our bargain. In the message, it says faith is the unique requirement for us to contact God in his economy and the unique way for us to carry out his economy. Faith means we are nothing and he is everything.
Amen.
In Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking away into Jesus. I really enjoy this. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Yes, looking away unto Jesus, as in ourselves we do not have any faith. But he is the author of our faith. Christ today is infusing himself into us to be the faith in us. He becomes in us the faith in which we believe and the capacity to believe. May the Lord continue to infuse himself into us, increasing our faith so we can carry out his economy. May the Lord impress us again and again of his heart's desire to have an expression on earth, and may this vision govern and really control us.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Saints, I really appreciate covering this matter of God's economy in faith. These two matters are not unfamiliar to us, but I just so appreciate that God's economy and faith can never be separated.
Right.
God's economy is in the realm of faith. It is initiated and developed in the sphere of faith.
Amen.
And of course, we need faith to substantiate all the items, all the contents of God's economy. But I also appreciate, on the other hand, faith is a matter of seeing the view of the contents of God's economy. I sometimes wonder how I have this kind of appreciation.
Right.
You know, growing up in the church life, I always admire some of the saints saying, oh, they have seen the vision of God's economy. But for me, I don't really know when I started to see. But somehow, when the contents of God's economy is unveiled to me,
Amen.
Somehow faith is generated.
Amen.
There is that appreciation.
Amen.
Because, of course, the center of God's economy
Amen.
Is just this marvelous, wonderful person.
Amen.
This person of preciousness.
Amen.
And even as the saints mentioned, he is this realm of faith.
Amen.
He is this faith that is being infused into us.
Amen.
Every day, I just need to open myself to him. When I see the view of the contents of God's economy,
Amen.
I cannot but spontaneously believe. Just like Abraham, what we covered this past week, he is not a giant of faith. But when he sees God, the God of glory,
Amen.
Faith was infused into him.
Amen.
I just want to give myself to the Lord.
Amen.
Remain in the realm of faith.
Amen.
To see the contents of God's economy.
Amen.
To spontaneously believe.
Amen.
So that I can carry out God's economy in the sphere of faith.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord for God's economy in faith.
Amen.
And I really appreciate this vision of God's economy and to have our eyes open to see. Because our eyes needs to be open to see that we have to be not disobedient to this heavenly vision that God has given us. Because without this vision, we are just not governed. We are actually in a very chaotic situation. But praise the Lord, God is triune. And not only is he triune, he's already been processed. And now today, we can actually experience him as the person of preciousness.
Amen.
With him, personal. And also corporate, have this oneness within him, right, that really can have this vision govern our life.
Amen.
We can touch and live in this vision, and that becomes our reality in our daily living.
Amen.
Because how can we bring the Lord back if we don't live in this reality? Because
right.
the Lord will just not pop out, you know, because we are not ready, right?
Right.
He has no problem. We are the problem. Because if we still do not exercise and live by this person,
Amen.
By this faith that we have seen, is actually the living person that lives within us.
Amen.
You know, bring him to our situation. When we experience difficulty, just call out to him and say, Lord, I need you in my situation. And this is how we experience this faith. And it's through this that we can actually live in the realm of faith,
Amen.
That he becomes our person. And we experience him every day.
Amen.
And this is how we bring him back, saints. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We don't need to look at ourselves. We just have to look unto him.
Amen.
Because he is the person that we should have our eyes fixed on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I've been enjoying this point where the divine economy is to produce the new creation out of the chaotic old creation. And this verse, Revelation 2:17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna. And just the idea that God's economy actually needs the satanic chaos, that this
they go together. And so sometimes, you know, well, a lot of times, all the time, I'm always distracted but by the satanic chaos, right? We're always getting drawn away to this. But inside of that, God is where God's economy is actually happening. Amen. And so it really should be an encouragement to us. The more chaotic things are, really, the more there's an opportunity for God's economy to happen. Amen. And the way that happens is you have to spend time with this person, right, as we've been talking about. Because it talks about this hidden manna. And what is that? That's eating the Lord. And not in maybe this way. This is the open manna enjoyment, which is wonderful. But there is another enjoyment where you're personally, one-on-one, eating the Lord in the Word, in the morning, every day, right? And then that eating is what becomes this hidden manna that the Lord will reward us with, because that will cause us to overcome all of the satanic chaos.
Amen. Amen. Saints, faith is the appreciation of this dear person. Amen. Oh, Lord, deepen our appreciation of your preciousness. Amen. Oh, when we appreciate this person, he will cause the faith to be generated in us.
Amen.
And this faith of Jesus Christ will enable us to believe in him.
Amen.
We just cannot believe in him in our natural self,
right,
but he will becoming the believing ability in us.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him.
Right.
Saints, don't we want to be well-pleasing to him?
Amen.
Amen. Lord, help us to see your preciousness.
Amen.
Help us to gain a deeper appreciation of yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes we are easily distracted from this realm of faith.
Amen.
But Lord, bring us back to this realm.
Amen.
Help us to look our way unto you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us to be the person of today.
Amen.
Oh, to fill us today with the spirit of faith.
Amen.
So faith is not our imagination. Faith is not just our hope. Faith is not our wishes. But faith is really rooted in his word.
Amen.
So I realize that whenever I come to God's word, my faith, with my exercise of spirit, my faith will be strengthened.
Amen.
Actually, my spirit will become the spirit of faith.
You
know, 2 Corinthians 4:13 mentioned about our spirit is a spirit of faith. Without coming his word, we cannot have a spirit of faith.
Amen.
So recently we started a Bible reading, you know, starting from Matthew. You know, Matthew is not easy. But I just remind myself every time when I come to his word,
amen,
I exercise my spirit.
Amen.
Oh, I feel I really enjoyed his riches.
Amen.
I really feel my faith is strengthened.
Amen.
So the Matthew is not just the routine or duty to finish, but really get strengthened.
Amen.
I hope this should be our daily, you know, normal experience. May the Lord strengthen our faith.
Amen.
By our cooperating, by coming his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm so glad to be with all of you saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can be under the hearing of faith.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that the Lord has infused himself into you?
Amen.
I feel like something of God has gotten into me. So we come to the topic that I love so much, God's economy.
Amen.
And today we see God's economy in faith.
Amen.
A couple years ago, Brother Minoru was ministering to us, and he said, we have one arrow to shoot, and it's God's economy.
Wow.
We do not have multiple arrows.
Right.
And that was my first time I began to see something about God's heart and what is he after. God wants to dispense himself into us.
Amen.
He wants to be mingled with us.
Amen.
And through this process, there's an expression of God that comes forth.
Amen.
This is the church and the body of Christ.
Amen.
And where does this take place? It's in faith.
Amen.
It's in the realm and the sphere of faith.
Amen.
So we saw some marvelous points. I want to review some of them. First of all, is we have to have a governing vision.
Amen.
I so appreciate that without a governing vision, you know, we run wild. We have no direction. We may even be diligently doing something for God without actually making him happy,
right,
without pleasing him.
Right.
his heart's desire. And in fact, we may even be, and very likely would be, contradicting him. So saints, we have to be open to the Lord to open our eyes.
Amen.
What is God doing? God is dispensing himself into us,
Amen.
Mingling himself into us.
Amen.
This has to govern every aspect of our Christian life and our service.
Amen.
And this matter of faith, we see that it's a matter of seeing the contents of God's economy.
Amen.
Every time we come to the Word, we have to have the lens of God's economy. Ready and before us, covering the Word, we can see God mingling and dispensing himself into us.
Amen.
This generates faith within us.
Amen.
This actually is the transmission of God into us.
Amen.
And he becomes our believing ability.
Amen.
I'm very relieved that I don't have to have any believing ability.
Right.
I have none. But this every time I come to the Word,
Amen.
Every time,
Amen.
Faith is generated in me.
Amen.
I so appreciate we have a spirit.
Amen.
We can touch the Word with our spirit.
Amen.
And suddenly, something happens, right?
Amen.
You see some, even just one word may jump out at you.
Amen.
Never despise pray reading.
Amen.
Oh, you can touch the spirit in the Word.
Right.
This one becomes not only the faith in God objectively, but even the one in us.
Amen.
It's of him, and it's in him, and in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we see that this faith is even required for us to contact God.
Right.
I've never seen that before. We cannot contact God without faith.
Yes.
We have to believe what? He is.
Amen.
I so appreciate Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
This means that he is the unique one in the universe.
Right.
What a mercy. What a relief.
Amen.
We don't have to be. Even how do we be a husband? He is.
Amen.
How do we be a wife? He is.
Amen.
Or a brother or sister in the church life?
Amen.
He is, saints.
Amen.
We have to believe that he is.
Amen.
There's nothing in us that pleases God.
Amen.
But we have Christ in us.
Amen.
And he is the great I am.
Amen.
Amen.